Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
Like I said, I saw it in college, but, you know, it's all here to play a certain way. You got to, you know, do as coach and just try to work the technique and just try to execute the game plan. You know, it's kind of slippery out there, you know. They kind of hit a couple long runs, basically the first two snaps of the game. You know, we just had to, you know, basically just go out and do what we do, man, is play defense. But, you know, they hit home on a couple of them.
And with Eric DaCosta in Dallas for NFL League meetings, this week's edition of Scouts Honor, we are blessed to be joined by Senior Personnel Assistant George Kikinas. Welcome to the chair that Eric usually occupies. We just heard from Courtney Upshaw. It's like that kind of rookie wall we talk about. Everybody's in step-up mode right now, if you would. In the personnel world with 60, 65 guys that you're playing with, the message has to be across the board to everybody that your number might be called, correct?
Well, you know, that's true. I think Courtney's done a great job so far. You know, when we looked at and evaluated Courtney, we had a high expectation, and he's progressing the way we thought. Certainly, he's not where he's going to end up, but for this part of the year and this part of his career, he's really done a nice job.
He was on the board with a player that the Broncos took kind of right behind him, Wolf, similar kind of player. Do you remember back in draft day how much more you liked one than the other? Were you hoping they were available, all those backroom things?
Well, there was a lot of discussion on both players. Derek's done a nice job. There was a lot of feel for Derek in our draft room as well. And we went with Courtney, so strong. He fits what we do. He's versatile, and we're happy we went with him.
You know, the Broncos manipulated their draft like crazy in 2012. Only one player selected in the spot that was kind of originally as they walked in. They also looked for a running back at the same time that we were looking for a running back. They went with Hillman when we went with Pierce. I guess kind of different players, but interesting that we had similar needs at that point.
Well, you know, game day, when we look at other players from a scouting perspective, we always take a look at the coaches look at matchups, so to speak, who against who, what player on their team against our player. From a scouting perspective, we probably go positionally. And so Courtney with Derek and Ronnie with Bernard. And Bernard's done a nice job. Again, he fits kind of our style at downhill, tough, big, fast, and he's really done a good job. So.
Okay, let me ask you about the big man, Peyton Manning. And if we made believe that he was a 23-year-old kid coming out of the combine, and it was luck and RG3 and Peyton Manning as a 23-year-old coming out of Tennessee up on the board, how does he scout? What does he look like? Does he scout that he's not a 4.4 guy, doesn't have the greatest arm strength? How would you guys scout him looking at him today?
Well, I think it's pretty similar. He's so accurate. I think what you didn't know probably then that you know now is just how smart he is. You figured you knew he was smart, but how smart and how well he prepares and just the accuracy that you could kind of see, but he just has an innate ability to kind of put it in the right spot at the right time. And it's kind of interesting, you know, some of the places he's had go-to guys and he's not had go-to guys. He's got weapons, but I wouldn't say he has a go-to guy. He kind of goes to the guy that's open, you know. Yeah. So he's just got incredible knowledge of his scheme, credible feel for situational football, and you know, we're going to have our hands full this week.
Obviously, the Ravens were not in the market to spend $100 million on a quarterback, $18 million guaranteed. So you guys looked at that situation, you know, kind of as a half a step back. Organizationally or systemically, a 37-year guy coming off spinal fusion, getting a $96 million, 18 guaranteed. That's got to scare an organization. You guys are like, I guess you're glad not to touch that one, or you would have taken Peyton any way you could get him?
Well, I can't speak for how other people looked at him. I would say from a scouting perspective, you got to give Peyton Manning the benefit of the doubt. So if you're in a hunt or you're in the market for a quarterback, you'd certainly, you know, want to take a look at it and gather whatever information. And then I'm certainly, you know, John Elway and him had some heart-to-hearts and where do you think you are? And there's a trust factor. I mean, he's had longevity in this league. He's a smart guy. He's not going to BS anybody in terms of where he is. I'm certain that it came up, hey, I'm not where I'm going to be in December. And certainly the improvement that he's made, even at the level that he was when he first came back. The level of improvement that you see right now is tremendous.
You do know in the offseason he had Brandon Stokley kind of running routes for him just for grins. And says, why don't you come out to camp? Why don't you join the team? Now Stokely's looking like, you know, an ace slot guy. You can give a hug to Brandon when you see him on Sunday.
Well, like kind of like the San Diego game, we have some alumni, you know, and Justin Bannon and Stokely and Matt Willis was here on our practice squad, and we moved him up. McGahee is there. He's injured now, but Stoke was a big part of it. You know, the touchdown pass will forever be grateful in the Super Bowl. Great kid. He's been joined at the hip with Peyton since Indianapolis. It was a great get for them, and certainly I think there's a lot of chemistry there.
And thanks to George Kokinas for subbing in for Eric DaCosta. Thank you for joining us for this, our Week 15 edition of Ravens Game Plan. I'm Larry Rosen. We'll see you next week.